We're going to start now. We do have the mic working here. Thanks, everyone, for coming out to the criminalization dissent public forum organized by the Belleville Tenant Action Group. My name is Paul Bocking, and I'm not from Belleville, I'm from Peterborough. I'm sort of visiting for this. I'm actually from the Peterborough Coalition Against Poverty and the local branch of the Industrial Workers of the World there. And Peterborough Coalition Against Poverty is actually sort of a group allied with the Belleville Tenant Action Group, which is part of a large network called the Ontario Common Front, which includes groups like the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty and many, many other organizations around the province. And we have a number of speakers tonight, and our first speaker is actually going to be Catherine Davies from the Belleville Tenant Action Group. So I'm just going to turn over to Catherine here.
I feel so formal. Okay, so thanks for coming. The first thing I wanted to do was to thank people for coming out and to sort of pay special attention to the fact that we're here tonight to talk about, you know, the issues that we're highlighting tonight are around dissent or the attack, the dissent under attack. And specifically, we're hoping to hear from John Clark and Judy Rebick about their experiences, sort of helping to, John Clark's going to talk a little bit about the June 15th, Queen's Park riot, and Judy's going to talk maybe a little bit about her experiences, also including an event at Concordia University not too long ago where her experience. I'll leave that stuff to them. What I'm hoping to do just for the first sort of 5 minutes is just talk a little about how important it is that we come up tonight, that we're helping to protect our constitutionally protected rights here to organize, to sort of derailed here. I'm just going to go through quickly the history of the Tenant Action Group and how we've often felt and we've often come up against the problem of our rights being under attack, not just from the local police force, but often we felt from local media, from the courts, from local MPPs, from our employment, places of employment. So from a number of places, we felt like we've had to fight hard to stay in existence as an advocacy group in the city. We've also felt like we've been under attack a number of occasions, like I said, from those institutions. We formed initially about 2 years ago as a tenants group, interested initially in meeting together with low-income tenants, talking about some of the issues that they're facing, and hopefully organizing around some solutions. And what happened was that we came up against the barrier of funding initially. We were denied funding for simple things like a meeting place, for childcare. We were denied funding for, coffee and snacks at the meetings, we wanted to be able to pick people up and bring them out to the meetings. So we moved from that initial space because of the pressure that we had around funding, and we got some union funding, and which allowed us to sort of be a little more free with our meeting spaces, inviting more people out, pamphleting a little bit, reaching out to the low-income community. And then the union, we felt some pressure from the union. They weren't always satisfied with the sort of what we were advocating for and the pressure that we were putting on local landlords or the events that we were participating in. So they also pulled our funding. And so once again, the Tenant Action Group was sort of homeless and still fighting for existence. After that, we started organizing out of various apartment buildings or trying to meet on the sly at people's houses. And what we were finding was that there was from time to time and on occasion police cars parked outside of the meeting group of the house where we were meeting, or there would be events that we would organize and we'd have undercover cops show up at the various events. A lot of police cars, a lot of police presence. And again, I think that just points to our struggle to stay in existence, our struggle to fight for that constitutionally protected right to organize, constitutionally protected right to free speech, and to speak out against what we're seeing in our own community here in Belleville, which is problems of not just homelessness, but people who go without, people who struggle to feed their families, people who struggle to keep the heat on. A couple of events that I'll just kind of highlight quickly, and then I'll pass off to Judy and John. We organized events earlier in the summer downtown Belleville, called the Festival Against Depression and Poverty or something like that. And we had, the idea was we were going to have some music and some speaking and some food available. That event was attended by a number of undercover cops, two or three, and we also had a uniformed officer arrive. And the next day in the paper, when it came out, we're basically basted, termed, rebels, violent, for hanging a piñata and having children sort of do what children do with a piñata, and that was to smash it, break it open. And so we took a lot of heat from that event. After that, we organized a group of people to go up to the Tory convention in Ottawa, where a couple of our members of our group went into a squat seized a vacant building for affordable housing. Those members were arrested. They were some of them denied the right to contact a lawyer, strip searched, simply for occupying a vacant building for a short period of time. The police presence at that particular squat was phenomenal. And once again, the message was loud and clear to low-income people that were trying to organize that they were to be poor quietly or to not be asserting their rights that way, certainly not to be aggressive about our opinions on homelessness and housing. The next day at the Tory convention, there was to be a demonstration, a march. I can't tell you too much about it because about 7 minutes into the march, I was arrested. I was at that point not even off the grass. I was carrying an Ontario Common Front banner, and I was thrown to the ground and beat up for a few minutes by some yellow jacketed police officers. Had minor injuries, bruises in the back of my legs. The other people that were arrested at the same time suffered concussions and fractured jaws and sort of cuts and whatever else. We all then spent hours and hours and hours in detention, handcuffed, strip searched. There were people that were actually physically abused while they were being held, and then released a day or summed up to 3 or 4 days later. Some of us still having records because of that event, criminal records because of that event. And again, the message has been loud and clear through our whole, through the history of our organization and our organizing that we get very little done when we stay quiet, but when we speak up and we speak out, we're either followed or marked or have suffered in some way or one way or another repercussions because of our organizing. And so I want to, again, come back to the beginning where I started was by thanking everybody for coming, because it's a really important thing that we're doing is just getting together, talking about the issues that Judy and John are going to bring to light tonight, and also just seeing a community of people that care and are willing to come here, and hopefully we have none of those repercussions tonight, but just simply to come and to show support. So I'm going to pass it back to Paul, who's, I think, going to ask someone, the next speaker, to come up.
Oh, it is. All right, sure.
Hey, well, that solved that problem. Okay, our next speaker is Ali, who is also from the Belleville Tan Action Group.
I just wanted to tell you how I became involved with the Tenant Action Group and how they helped me. In July this year, we moved into a house that appeared to be okay. Then it started raining and our house started collapsing slowly. And so then I went to the legal services where Sam and Catherine were working, and they helped us through court. Our friend Nikki, my next door neighbor, she was brought to the tribunal for arrears of rent, and then we turned it around and made it so that, because of all the damages on her side too, that the landlord was to pay us some money for the damages and what we've gone through. Tags helped us out a lot, and I just wanted to thank Tag. And while we spent a month at a motel through the court system, and it went really well.
Thank you. Okay, our next speaker is John Clark from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty.